This is Crane Blanchard. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Chapter 3, What is Prayer, Part 9. Moses delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the mountain of God, Mount Sinai. He went up into the mountain to meet God. God told Moses to tell the Israelites to remember what he did to the Egyptians and how he bore them out of Egypt. God told Moses to say, "If they obey his voice and keep his commandment, they will be a peculiar treasure above all people, and they would become kings and priests unto God." God told Moses to have the children of Israel wash their clothes and fast for 3 days. All the people listened to Moses and told Moses all that God has said we will do. They prepared themselves to meet God. Then God wanted Moses to present the children of Israel to him on Mount Sinai. They were not to touch the mountain, lest they die. When they had come to the mountain, the trumpets of God sounded. It shook the whole camp. Lightning and thunder began to, as God descended. Next, a cloud came down on the mountain. The earth shook. Finally, the trumpets of God blew again, and the children of Israel became afraid. They didn't go to God. They told Moses, "You go to God, and we'll talk to you." They didn't understand that they missed the plan of God to become kings and priests unto him. God planned literally to talk to them. The children of Israel were supposed to become like Adam, Moses, David, Elijah, even like Jesus. But they gave it up because of fear, Exodus 19. Elijah was chased by Jezebel. Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah because he had killed all of her prophets of Baal. So Elijah ran away to the mountain of God. Elijah was in the northern Israel and ran to the Sinai desert in the southern Israel, about 200 miles. It took him 40 days and nights. He ran into the cave at the bottom of the mountain. Then a great wind shook the mountain. But that wasn't God. Then an earthquake came, but that still wasn't God. But a still small voice came to Elijah to go to the front of the cave. That was God. God asked Elijah what he was doing there. Elijah started complaining to God about everything. Elijah told God that he was the only one left, and then God corrected him because there were 7,000 people who had not bowed to Baal. Then God told him to return home. God has always had a remnant of people who believed and trusted him. Elijah spoke to God. He spoke to him in a still, small voice, 1 Kings chapter 18 and 19. Nebuchadnezzar took the children of Israel captive. When Israel was taken into captivity because of their sins, God was willing to forgive them if they repented. At that time, God visited the sins of the fathers on the children. The children paid the price for their father's sins, so literally all the people were taken captive. God had a new covenant that he would institute. God was going to let each person be responsible and accountable for their own sins. He wrote this laws and commandments in everyone's heart. He told Jeremiah about this decision. Jeremiah wrote it down, the decision that God had made. He said, if Israel would come back and repent, God would restore them to the land. No longer would God make the children pay for their father's sins. What God would do is to write his laws and his commandments in our hearts so that we would know the truth and believe God. Jeremiah chapter 31. When Jesus came to earth, what he did was establish the church. God had people who were faithful and believed him, but no one had paid the price for us to go to heaven. There wasn't a man on earth that was worthy of paying that price. So God sent his Son, who was perfect and could pay the price. Jesus made that way back to God by dying for us. He took our place on the cross. Then God raised him up from the dead and made him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But Jesus said he wasn't leaving us alone. He would send the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us into all truth. and the Holy Spirit would bring all things to remembrance. So when we received Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live in our hearts, John 14. You have just heard part 9 of chapter 3, What is Prayer? Please stay tuned for the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph1637.com, praying that you have a blessed day.